As explained by Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, of which NIMH is a part, the connectome refers to the exquisitely interconnected network of neurons, or nerve cells, in the brain. Like the genome, the microbiome, and other exciting ohm fields, the effort to map the connectome and decipher the electrical signals that zap through it to generate your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors has become possible through development of powerful new tools and technologies. The connectome is now being mapped in detail under the auspices of NIMH. As we await the results of this research, I'd like to give the last word to Lisa, the survivor who introduced me to the enormous potential of neurofeedback. When I asked her to summarize what the treatment had done for her, she said, "It calmed me down. It stopped the dissociation. I can use my feelings. I'm not running away from them. I'm not held hostage by them. I can't turn them off and on, but I can put them away. I may be sad about the abuse I went through, but I can put it away. I can call a friend and not talk about it if I don't want to talk about it, or I can do my homework or clean my apartment. Emotions mean something now. I'm not anxious all the time, and when I am anxious, I can reflect on it. If the anxiety's coming from the past, I can find it there, or I can look at how it relates to my life now. It's not just negative emotions like anger or anxiety. I can reflect on love and intimacy or sexual attraction. I'm not in fight or flight all the time. My blood pressure is down. I'm not physically prepared to take off at any moment or defend myself against an attack. Neurofeedback made it possible for me to have a relationship. Neurofeedback freed me up to live my life the way I want to, because I'm not always in the thrall of how I was hurt and what it did to me." 4 years after I met her and recorded our conversations, Lisa graduated near the top of her nursing school class, and she now works full-time as a nurse at a local hospital.